Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger, Matt Rocchio, alongside Pablo Giamatti behind the dials. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255, as is the text line, 855-282-8255. So the word in the NFL is that Baltimore Ravens starting quarterback Joe Flacco is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks due to a back injury. So now that would mean there's a potential for a quarterback opening spot in the NFL. So, of course, the collective media is saying that, well, this is where Colin Kaepernick is now going to go. And it's not a bad fit for Cap, considering that John Harbaugh's brother, Jim Harbaugh, was Colin's coach when he was with the 49ers. So you know that Jim Harbaugh has been on Colin Kaepernick's side from the very beginning. So it would stand to reason that this could possibly happen. I'm not sure it will, though, because it's just going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm trying to remember who Baltimore's backup is. It's Ryan Mallett, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to try to tell you that Ryan Mallett is a better quarterback than what Colin Kaepernick is, because he's not. But I can see if it's only going to be someone that you're going to have for 6 to 8 weeks, is all the heat that you're going to get worth bringing on Colin Kaepernick for 6 to 8 weeks? Do you think it's worth it?
Yeah, I think that's a smart move. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, strictly speaking, when you talk about football, just football talk, I mean, the Ravens clearly have not had problems with having different backups in their starters. That was one of the things that people try to throw out as a reason for Kaepernick. You don't want a guy who's so stylistically different from your starter. But since Joe Flacco got to Baltimore, two of his most prominent backups have been Troy Smith and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Both of them running quarterbacks. So that entire theory, at least for the Ravens, is complete and total crap. Apparently Jim Harbaugh does not give to anything's about having a different style quarterback as his backup. So I think it fits perfectly. We saw what Tyrod Taylor was not able to do for the Ravens, obviously.
But. And I saw J.A. Adande say this in Around the Horn. I love J.A. Adande, but when he said this, I couldn't have disagreed with him more. He said that when you looked at how the Ravens fans embraced Ray Rice when he ran onto the field after his domestic violence incident happened, he thinks that Baltimore Ravens fans will be okay with Colin Kaepernick. And I'm like, okay, those are two completely different issues.
And a little bit of a miss on that one.
Big time. And I'm not saying that Colin Kaepernick owes anybody an apology, but Colin Kaepernick is not about to apologize to anybody that may have been offended.
And also,
and Ray,
like,
Rice could do nothing but apologize.
It's so easy to make these stereotypical jokes now about the kind of people, the stereotypical kind of person who might not have a problem with domestic violence, but has a really big issue with somebody who might be, in their mind, insulting the flag.
Sure.
The amount of jokes I've come up with in 20 seconds of the difference in how those two groups of people do not match up in some stereotypical ways.
And
that's too perfect.
And Ray Rice committed a crime. There's no doubt about it. He committed assault. He
knocked
out his fiancée cold.
But he kept telling, remembered her shoes.
Yeah. At least someone remembered shoes. And has got no problem.
Wow.
It got no problem with
Son
shoes.
Son of a God dang it. That was good.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't see that coming. You just. Wow. That was.
I'm a sniper. What can I say?
Huh.
But.
I walked right into that.
You,
blindly.
Blindly.
Jesus.
Yes, you did.
Jesus.
But the thing is
that came out of nowhere.
Thank
God.
You. Well,
God.
Pablo really liked that one. Thank you, Pablo.
I think it's because I walked into it so blindly without even looking at it. I mean, just it was staring me in the face, and I just kept on going.
So, like, Ray Rice, yeah, he committed a crime. Colin Kaepernick committed no crime, but you're right, Rocky. It was kind of funny how they're quickly to forgive Ray Rice, but they want nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick. And then you read the story about the survey released by J.D. Power. It was around 9,200 people that were surveyed that had attended either a football, basketball, baseball, or hockey game. And those who said that they watched less football last year than they did the year before 26% said that it was due to anthem protests. Now, what they don't tell you is, okay, if you don't read the entire story, what does that say? That tells you that NFL rating, or like the NFL viewership, went down 26% last year, and it was because of Colin Kaepernick. That's kind of like on the surface, that's what it tells you. But what it doesn't tell you is that overall, 12% of people surveyed said that they watched less football last year than they did the year before, and 26% of that 12% said it was because of Colin Kaepernick. So you're talking about a very small number.
And it doesn't look at the fact, and a lot of people are pointing this out, that TV ratings for, you know, big network shows were down. And it was because people were tired of the ads. They were tired of the presidential campaign and the ads revolving around watching their shows in that way. So and you're not going to convince me that that wasn't the bigger reason. I'm not going to say people didn't watch from Kaepernick. Apparently that's still a larger number. But yet I think the main reason is because of the election coverage.
That's a lot of
people got so tired of that.
I think you're going to see the ratings for the NFL bounce back big time this coming year. I think they're going to bounce back big time. Colin Kaepernick or no Colin Kaepernick, I think you're going to see them bounce. And I don't think anybody's going to say, okay, I'm never watching the NFL ever again because of what Colin Kaepernick did. I mean, if you did, I got to hand it to you. You're a very strong, principled person. But I would imagine there aren't too many of you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the people who are saying that they're never going to watch ESPN ever again because of their political slanting. That means you're never going to watch like the college football playoff ever again.
Again,
you're never
going to
watch
some of
these big college
too.
Football games again. Come on.
I do buy that people are dropping off ESPN because of the perceived political leanings, because I do think overall the truth of the matter is that there are a large amount of people who watch sports who will get ticked off anytime you try to make them think about the real world while they're watching sports. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I completely understand using sports as an escape. But I think there's a lot of people who get sick of having their escape ruined by that stuff intruding. So I think that part, there is that contingent. I think those part are very honest. I just think that's a much smaller contingent, and it's not only because of Colin Kaepernick.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but when's the last time that you've tuned into ESPN and they were debating the pros and cons of the Affordable Care Act?
It's not. I mean, of course they don't go straight only political, but
they don't talk politics at all.
It's that the conversations have a perceived political leaning. I said that. I said perceived.
Well, they're perceived. Okay, anytime you talk about race, it's perceived as being political.
Yes,
that's what it is, by white people.
Yes.
Anytime you talk about race, normally it's about this is where white people screwed up, and you're going to hear about it, and they don't want to hear about it, and I can't say I blame them. I don't watch nearly as much ESPN as what I used to. It's not because of any kind of perceived political leaning. It's just that eventually I get tired of hearing the same topic they're talking about over and over and over again. Like, I don't find the New York Jets that interesting. I love talking about the NBA, so I'm not going to tune away because of that. I just don't find the New York Jets that interesting. They're a mess. And if they were any other place other than New York, no one would care about them. But, I mean, have you met anybody, Rocky? Has anybody told you, you know what, I don't watch ESPN anymore because of the politics? Has anybody told you that?
Yeah, not outside of Twitter.
Like, so someone tweeted at you saying, I no longer watch ESPN because of the politics?
It's got, I mean, caught up in other bigger discussions that eventually that point came out.
Because I've never met anybody. Because I guess they exist.
I really think that there is a large. I mean, large in what scope? I guess it's not in the grand scope of everyone who watches the NFL. It's a very small group of people. But I do think there are people who are dropping off. But I also think it's because, then again, at the same time, is it just because ESPN's content has kind of fallen off?
Well, now it's because it's become more of a...
I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care and the only problem here is it would be an insult to the legacy of Stuart Scott. Who didn't turn on ESPN2 to watch Stump the Schwab if you saw it was on? Who among them, when deciding between another episode of Law & Order SVU and some random Stump the Schwab episode for 2004, wasn't turning on that Stump the Schwab episode immediately?
I watch Around the
Classic!
I watch Around the Horn and Highly Questionable. Those are the two shows I watch.
If I wasn't working... Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Because but again, what we get sick of is the debate shows that are just two people yelling at each other.
And making an asinine comment,
around the
too.
Around the horn is at least multiple people, and it's broken up by some, you know, funny comments from Tony Reale and things like that.
And like, and they have an actual adult discussion, too. It's not, you know, Stephen A. Smith screaming at the top of his lungs about, you know, how Carmelo Anthony is that much better a basketball player than Blake Griffin.
Do you like SportsCenter? I mean, Sports Nation?
I haven't really watched it in a long time.
I can't get behind it. I never have.
When it was Colin Cowherd and Carissa Thompson, it wasn't bad, because I could watch Carissa Thompson do anything.
It's too morning showish.
Yeah, but I mean, until you just said something, I completely forgot it still existed.
I feel like the producers of the Today Show have like a second job where they moonlight as the producers of Sports Nation. So it's not a show.
Special thanks to Clay Byersdorfer and the infamous Tyler Copeland for joining us today. Tomorrow we will be joined by Blake Tottmeyer, Mizzou football writer for the Columbia Daily Tribune, and of course, Kevin Brackett,